Our next story is also rooted in Vietnam and the war that ended there 40 years ago. It's about seeing all of that through the eyes of a North Vietnamese spy. He's the protagonist of a new book, a thriller called The Sympathizer, that's been getting some buzz. The World's Monica Campbell spoke with author Viet Thanh Nguyen about the book and his own life as a Vietnamese refugee.
The main character doesn't have a name. He's just the captain. And the book reads like his confession.
I'm a spy, a sleeper, a spook, a man of two faces.
That's Viet Thanh Nguyen reading the first line of The Sympathizer. The captain is a spy for the North Vietnamese Army. After Saigon falls in 1975, or liberated, he'd say, he flees with South Vietnamese refugees to California to spy on their efforts to take back their homeland.
And this was a story that I had not made up, but was something that was actually happening, at least in terms of that effort by the South Vietnamese to continue fighting the war after the war ended.
In the U.S., the captain's world is split between the refugees he's spying on and his allegiance to communist Vietnam.
So his one talent, he says, is the capacity to sympathize with people, feeling for all the different participants in this horrible conflict.
The book is also about being new to the U.S., something Nguyen knows well. He was four when his family fled Vietnam in 1975. They eventually settled in San Jose, California.
My own parents were hardcore Catholics who were basically business people, mostly interested in survival. But even from them, I would hear, you know, terrible stories about the effects of history and the war and the trauma that had affected everybody around us.
Did you keep a diary growing up?
No, I never. Well, I did actually keep a diary for a year when I was 16 years old, and it's so embarrassing I would never let anybody see it. But outside of that, I think I was just taking mental notes, observed people and watched them. Everybody from, you know, people I would sit next to on airplanes to the Vietnam vets who would talk to me.
He also remembers seeing Hollywood Vietnam films in the 80s, like Apocalypse Now.
We're coming low out of the rising sun, and about a mile out we'll put on the music. It scares the hell out of the Stokes. My boys love it.
I probably saw it when I was 10 or 11 years old, and there is a turning point in the movie halfway through where the boatload of American sailors is going up a river and encounters a sampan full of innocent Vietnamese civilians and massacres them. At the moment when these people are being killed, I felt as if I was in their place as well, so that even years later when I would describe this scene in this movie to other people, my voice would shake with anger and rage.
The book also shows the bonds among Vietnamese immigrants, adapting, or not, to life in America. The captain himself is a bit of a mess, a drunk, a womanizer, a murderer even. And his close friend from Vietnam, who lost his family in the war, never feels a part of the United States. He says he feels like America is a house he's hiding in.
One of the things I wanted to do in the novel was to focus intensely on what it meant for these people to lose everything and come to the United States and feel both embittered and also not able to talk about their bitterness in public, at least in public outside of the Vietnamese community, because they were afraid of what Americans were thinking, and they knew that Americans wanted them to express gratitude, which is certainly something that many of them felt, but it was an emotion that was layered in with many other emotions that remained unspoken in English.
Finally, Nguyen says it's work by Toni Morrison and Ralph Ellison that's influenced him. He even named his son Ellison. He says The Invisible Man was in his head a lot when he wrote this book, for its version of history and its rage. There's anger in The Sympathizer, too.
Because I felt as if I was telling the truth as I saw it. And I just had to trust that there would be other people who would find this story to be resonant.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.